The name of this podcast is great, isn't it? I mean, really. Exorcism Earth. Pretty blunt, pretty straightforward, tells you what it's going to be about. We're going to dig up the crap that's inside, bring it outside, and get rid of it. So one of the reasons you're listening is because of the awesome name. Maybe someone told you about it, or maybe you were on your smartphone and all of a sudden an ad took over your whole phone, and the ad that you saw was about Joe Biden being Catholic. It raised a question. So like I said, let's bring up the garbage, put it out in front of us, and see what we're going to do with it. Let's have some fun, because learning should be fun. We'll use simple truth and evidence to arrive at our conclusions. Piece of cake. Let's go. So in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, "Whoever is not against us is for us." So how does Joe Biden fit into that? Well, first of all, Jesus very much laid out a black and white choice. You are one or the other. And as sinners, we do tend to fall in the gray area. Yeah, the gray area of temptation and confusion and things like that. But some of us spend an awful lot of time in one area or the other. So this is really easy. Against us or for us. You are against his will or for his will. You do not do his will or you do. Let's just keep simplifying it. You are pro-Catholic or you are anti-Catholic. So can you say you're Catholic while you're just doing things that are totally against Catholicism? Sure, you can say it, but then along comes someone like me to break that apart. And if you really are for Jesus and not just in name only, you should be doing this anyway, examining your actions. So to simplify it even further, good or bad? So here's a core dysfunction that we're experiencing in church. No one wants things that are bad, and everyone wants things that are good. So right there, there is a unanimous agreement. Good. We made a starting point. So what happens is our relativism does actually slip in there, and we get to determine exactly what is bad and what is good. So you've noticed over the years, specific things that are bad and good are hardly mentioned at all. We very much generalize it. There is all of your problem. We are not clearly identifying right from wrong because we are giving no examples of a right and wrong. And then everything is left only to interpretation of right and wrong. So again, we are sinners. We make mistakes. There's that gray area we struggle with constantly. But the individuals who are consistently doing anti-Christian things, I like to identify in one of three ways: demonic, mentally ill, or just stupid. Now, of course, demonic covers the other two, because Satan has directly affected your ability to think and to rationalize, and you do stupid things. He is the prince of stupidity. He's the founder, the founding father of stupidity. Okay, this is great. So let's see, where does Joe Biden fall? Is he for or against? You know, this is kind of important. The supposed leader of the country or of the free world who has the launch codes for our nuclear weapons. Pretty important that we figure out what he's all about. So the easiest way to do this is just in a larger sense, and we'll just very simply strip a few things away. It's very simple. First off, Joey goes out of his way to always make sure everyone knows he is a practicing Catholic. Okay, now let's go back a little bit before his current state of dementia. Sitting in the pews of the Catholic Church for years and years as a supposedly coherent person, hearing the first thing we say, "Let us acknowledge our sins." Now, when Joey hears those words, what does he think? The only conclusion that can be drawn is that he hears these things and he agrees these are good ideas, but they do not pertain to him. He gets to adjust and bend and alter the laws of the church, the commandments of Jesus Christ, to accommodate what he's going to do politically or what he has done. In other words, he's always going to say, but. There is no buts, black and white. The rules are there for him to follow, not to make. So this is where everything just falls apart. His position as a politician, his party is one of big government. Big government means big control, which is the exact opposite of Christian values. The argument that I hear sometimes that drives me absolutely out of my mind because of how stupid it is that, well, here we go. Jesus said, well, you know, we should clothe the naked and feed the hungry. He never, ever said, take these things from someone else first. That is the core tenet of the Democrat Party and of Joe Biden. Catholic? Bullshit. It all falls to the ground. I just took it apart. Anti-Catholic? It's a non-starter. Big government is the opposite of Catholicism. It is the opposite of what Jesus told us to do. The core value of the left is in taking things from other, which violates multiple parts of multiple commandments. There is no such thing as altruism. They give nothing freely. They only forcibly take and redistribute. That's it. If we're basing our actions in his sacred heart, we give things. What is the opposite? What is the black and white there? It's taking. Take, take, take. Theft, confiscation. And in doing that, they're saying, your choices are not yours to begin with. They are ours. This is communism. This is the modern Democrat Party. You cannot, as Father James Altman said and got in a lot of trouble, you cannot be Catholic and Democrat, period. They are fundamentally opposites. Get it straight. Okay, let's look at a few other things, since this is very easy to do. Joey attends Mass every week. What's the important thing there, that he's actually listening to the Word of God or that people know he's in Mass? Unfortunately, many Catholics attend Mass to say they attended Mass. Hey, God, look what I did, right? So I'm cool, right? Everything is good. I was just in church. I was in Mass. And I even put a couple bucks in the basket, so I'm good to go, right? I got some rosary beads in my house somewhere, probably a Bible too. Not sure where it is. But so all these things, I'm good to go, right? I got the stuff, right? So I guess the term would be fake Catholic. And so what about, and Catholics argue about this, it's ridiculous, that he was denied communion, the body of Jesus, denied because of his pro-child murder position. Okay, so the argument is one of two simple things. Jesus would offer himself to anyone, we're all sinners, so why not offer himself to Joe? But since the majority of Catholics believe that the Blessed Sacrament is only symbolic of Jesus, it's not, he is not actually present in the consecrated host. It's just symbolic. So why should anyone have to meet any kind of conditions just to receive something that's symbolic? Here we go again, making the rules try to fit around what you do or do not do. You know, the church conforming to me instead of me conforming to the laws of truth. So to go and receive something that they actually perceive as symbolic, why do you need to meet these certain conditions to have gone to confession, to acknowledge your sins, to do anything? It's just symbolism, right? So why do I have to like do all this stuff? You know, can I just go get one of these things at Walmart or like get an app or something, right? That's how much we've degraded it and devalued the body of Christ. He gave us this gift. But we've decided it's all subject to our interpretation. Such is the foundation of the progressive left. I will decide what's true or right and wrong. Remember what I told you in a few episodes back? This all started in the garden, right? Now, Eve, you can decide what's right and wrong. It's all subject to your interpretation. What is that, the birth of liberalism? Yeah, I think so. Certainly is the birth of ego. Same exact thing.
Call 817-264-3468 now to be a guest on the Exorcism Earth show.
Okay, anyway, so If you are a Catholic, a Christian, and this is what you believe in your heart, this is what you try to follow in life, and the things that you're hearing right now piss you off, okay, you do not have to like the way any of this sounds. It is true whether or not I said it. It exists without me in front of a microphone. Get it? I would hope it'd be obvious to most of us. We're like, you know, we're in the end times. Everything points to that. This is the last chance to sort of get it right, to square up, to try to turn on the brain again, uncancel your thinking. Now's a chance to say, I was thinking about things wrong, or I was not thinking. So let's do it now, okay? Now that we see where Joe Biden is, I could call him Joey if I want. I have free speech. He probably likes that. He's cool. He gives you that, you know, that little half-closed eye smile and wink, like, you know, hey, you know, I'm with you. You know, I run the party of the people. It's no, the opposite, the party of big government. I could just keep knocking these things down all day long, but I'm not interested in just pointing out the antics of what the left does all day long. There's others who do that much better than me. I'm interested in the source, and you should be too. Since everything that we just went through is demonstrably true, proven by evidence, why have Catholics, why is the church itself, why is it taking such a passive position towards any of these things that are oppositional to our faith? Well, besides everyone at some point or another exhibiting some kind of a relativistic position, I'm going to do a whole episode about that. Wait to hear this one. Which we all do because our ego puts us there. Okay, so again, why do Catholics take this passive position? We're scared to acknowledge the devil. That's why. That's why we're at this point. He's a stupid idiot, and he's doing things in plain sight right in front of us, totally overplaying his hand. How much more obvious can these things get? When we do not speak up, when we are silent, we are consenting. And you're scared to say something because it may trigger someone's emotions? It's called the truth. The truth is supposed to do that. It's supposed to surface the ego. The ego is going to retaliate. And if you hold your ground, the ego falls to the ground and any demons are rendered helpless because they cannot win against reason. So when you do not tell the truth, you are complicit. You are allowing this insanity to continue, and then who's to blame? Us. We are to blame for being silent, right? If you don't say anything, it's perceived as being all right. Is it? All right, so if as Catholics we identify the devil, when the devil is actually present, again, like I said earlier, not through just basic stupidity or some kind of mental illness, and by the way, the very simple difference there in mental illness and demonic influence is that a mentally ill person does not actively seek to destroy something. The demons do. That's their purpose. There's an enormous difference there, and all the difference. When things are purposely being destroyed, which they are everywhere, that's beyond mental illness. That's demonic activity. End of story. So stand up, identify this, do not be scared. Jesus said that over and over and over and over. Do not be scared. Do not be frightened. Don't be afraid. And we are. So we're not doing his will. So look, help me with this. We're supposed to help each other. Call 817-264-3468. Call me and help me with this. If there's something that I am not explaining correctly or missing or anything, call me, please. We're all after the same thing, to put this rat bastard back in his hole and make him stay there. Let's do this, all right? Come on, right now. I say this over and over. Problems cannot be solved unless you understand the problem. The more we talk about this and think about this, the more we'll understand the problem, and then we could do something about it. Otherwise, we're just watching the antics. All we're doing is going, oh my gosh, look at that. Can you believe it? There's a source behind this. That's why I'm here. That's why you're listening. That's what's important. So let's do this now, all right? We are children of God. The leader of our church is Jesus Christ. We do his will. Stop accommodating irrational, uncontrolled feelings. because only logic can change feelings. Feelings cannot change logic. Logic is truth. Truth cannot be changed by feelings. And that's true regardless of how you feel about it. Okay, let's wrap this up here. Feelings can definitely be a huge adversary to logic. However, feelings and emotions may be the greatest gift to logic. Here's a good example, an ASPCA commercial. We are inclined to help because of how the commercial made us feel. We're really not listening near as much as we're watching and we're feeling what those poor animals do. And to oversimplify it, we feel it would be logical. We should help. And here's something else that's hitting me for a long time, all right? In the Catholic Mass, and if you do not attend the Catholic Mass, you should, we bring our petitions to God, we pray for those in need, and the last thing we do is our own intentions. And here's what I suggest we do. We need to pray that we're actually listening, not just to the Word of God in Mass, but to each other. If I'm really worked up and I seem angry, you should still be listening to what I'm saying. I am angry over something, okay? But the simple point is that right now we actually have like a pandemic of emotions where no matter what, we're just too emotional to actually listen to what's being said. We're filtrating everything through, well, he sounds really angry or he doesn't sound like he has enough conviction. Listen to what is being said. Whatever tone of voice I use on this show, whether it's up or down, please try to listen to what is being said. And if you do that, you let someone know that I actually listened to what you said, they will then be likely to listen to what you say when you are angry or when you're scared. And I'm going to circle this back one more time. This is really important. I wish I didn't have to do this, but I'm going to circle this back to the government. Every government is made up of human beings. We speak a certain way, but we cannot let someone's demeanor be the entire deciding factor on whether or not we support them. Look, I remember listening to Barack Obama speak before he was elected. He was still a senator. And I was just captivated by his emotion. I really did not listen to what he was saying, and I needed to. With Donald Trump, it's the opposite. Because of his cockiness, which is what a lot of people like, people then were not listening to one single word he was saying. Nothing. They're just completely paying attention to him and his demeanor. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We need to stop doing that. In Goodfellas, at the end, Ray Liotta, meaning Henry Hill, was narrating. And basically what he said is that the guy who's going to kill you is the guy who had always come to you before smiling and had been your friend. And remember, the devil's greatest weapon is deception. We need to listen. We need to watch. We need to pay close attention and stop letting the devil do this to us because he's occupying our emotions. Look, essentially, we are spiritual beings, and our spirits need to communicate with each other because that's who we are. Our egos put everything through a filter, and I'm sorry, but that is the core disease of the left. If they find out who I actually am, they will no longer listen to what I'm saying. It will go through that filter, and everything is gone. That's why you don't know who I am, and you're never going to find out. So let's go out and let's evangelize. Let's tell the truth. And if it doesn't work once, we keep trying. Do the opposite of what the socialists do. Don't force anything. Seek understanding, not mandates. The end does not justify the means. And unfortunately, the Democrat Party has become entirely incapable of accomplishing anything through understanding, through evangelizing a concern. So they force it. All right. Thank you for your time. Let's learn to listen and listen to learn. Thanks for listening. I hope you learned. Oh, gosh. Okay.